jobs.com, an equal opportunity employer.
All the sports that's fit to air. Brad and Ben in the press box. Weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
Now the air I taste and breathe has taken a turn.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber take care of all of your needs. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, or handyman, it's harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber would love to be there for you when it comes to everything. You need installed services, when it comes to your interior products, when it comes to your exterior products. You upstate builders, remodelers, or handymen, they're going to take care of you. It's our awesome friends over at Harbin Lumber, serving the upstate of South Carolina, Northeast Georgia, and been doing it for 107 years now, I think, 105, 6, 7 years now. It's harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 864-353-5053. This is our Father's Day show. We're talking to doctors and athletes and educators and coaches, and I wanted to bring on the spiritual aspect of it now with my very good friend, Pastor Tony Eubanks. Good morning, Tony. How you doing, friend?
I'm doing good, Mickey. How are you today?
Great. We're moving schedules around. You're a very, very patient man with me on doing that, so I can't thank you enough for that. Let's start out with, I'm asking a lot of guys this morning. Everybody has a role model or a mentor. You're the father of two beautiful young men and successful young men, but it came from somewhere. Tell me about your dad. Tell me about the role models, the influences you had in your life.
Well, thanks, Mickey, and thanks for having me on. I've shared this with you before. My dad was obviously the biggest influencer in my life. He's always been a strong man, not just physically, but mentally. Anything in our neighborhood, Mickey, had to go through my dad. Okay, that's the kind of guy he was. He was a milkman, and he was a postal worker. So he only had two jobs that I remember. And here's what I remember. I was thinking about earlier. Been listening to your show here about 20, 30 minutes, and I was thinking, what are the things that that you remember the most? And I remember the moments. I remember the moments. I remember the looking up into the stands when I was playing basketball and seeing my dad, how proud he was that his son was out there. And I know, I think you were talking to Monty, and he was talking about how players respond to parents. And my dad wasn't the guy that go outside and speak, and scream and holler and, at ball games when I played baseball, but in basketball as well. But he was just he was more proud than anything. I think living his life, so to speak, through his son was what he wanted. It didn't matter if I struck out. It didn't matter if I missed the last second shot. He was just proud of me. His influence, Mickey, was natural. It wasn't one where he looked at me and, with tears in his eyes and told me he loved me. He never told me he loved me, but I knew he did, because of the moments, and I've shared with you the stories before, but there's plenty of times when I knew that there was nobody on this earth that loved me more than my dad and his influence. And like I said, if anything happened in the community, Mickey, it had to go through my dad because he knew everybody. He was a milkman. He knew everybody. And it was one of those things where if there was going to be an issue, my dad was going to solve it. So my influence was this Father's Day really is a tribute to a very, very, very unique and special special man, and I love to capture the moments. Okay,
yeah.
so that's what I can give you when it comes to how you know he taught me those natural things. Mickey, I want to share this with you. You know, when we were little, we didn't have weed eaters. You know, we had clippers. Okay, you don't know anything about clippers, but. My dad used to make me go out on my knees on Saturday morning. Now, he was an Army guy, too, now. So you had to get up early. You know, it's time to get up. It's time to get up. It's time to get up this morning, you know. And we went out, and we had clippers, my brother and I, and we had to clip the grass. We didn't weed eat the grass. We clipped the grass. And it took us all morning. I hated it. But the older I got, the more I realized how important it taught me work ethic, and especially on the golf course. No, but work ethic, and it taught me how to be that man, support my family, and I do the same with my boys as well.
And they didn't like it, right?
No, didn't like it at all. Yeah. You know, never did. But you like it now because it taught you how to be the man that I believe God wants you to be.
I only saw your sons in sporting events maybe 4 or 5 times, but every single time I was there because you were there.
Right.
Tell me about your sons and the what you thought your role was in raising two very successful, very very athletic, very handsome, very very intelligent young men.
Mickey, that's a great question. This last 2 years, you know, Kennedy is down in Florida and coaching, and I've been down there kind of off and on back in the upstate with him down in Boca Raton area. And he is really, really doing a great job as far as, you know, presenting the Eubanks family. Well, obviously my wife kind of holds the key to all of that, but he's coaching and teaching. He's really taken over. We just got back into the S2AD Sports. You can, anybody want to go online, you can go to S2ADSports.com and hear a little bit. But he's taken that over for summer camps and training and basketball. And man, he's just doing a great job. Just got married a year ago, and his wife just finished law school at Georgia. So he's doing really, really well, he's a lot smarter than me when it comes to basketball. He studies the game, and you know, he wants to say I taught him that. But one of the things my dad always told me, Mickey, when I first started, you know, serving the Lord and honoring God in my life, he says, "Son, if you're going to do that, you better do it with all your heart, mind, and soul." And I tell him the same thing. I said, Kennedy, if you're gonna be the coach, be the best coach you can be. You know, be the best at it. And so he's really working hard. AJ is in Nashville. Obviously, that's my hometown. I love Nashville, and it's growing. He's working there in Nashville for a hotel there, and for Hilton Garden, I think. Mickey, he talks to his mom more than he talks to me, but. The thing is both of them are like you said, they're solid, they're strong. We all got mistakes. We didn't teach them well. You know, things happen in some cases where you have to discipline them back in the day. But they are a lot better. I always say courage skips a generation, and it skipped me, and it definitely got to them.
Well,
they got it.
Humility didn't skip a generation. I can tell you that from those comments. I learned so much from you. We talk about your days playing basketball in the SEC and your days as an athlete, your days as a mentor to so many people. You got me involved in a mentor program. I'm mentoring a kid now, and it's so fulfilling there. But I want to ask you about, from a spiritual standpoint, what does Scripture say? What's your thoughts on the idea that the man is a spiritual leader of his family?
Great question, Mickey. And then I'll talk about the conclusion of the matter, because I think it's very important. Those who know me know my favorite verse is Philippians 1:6. being confident of this, that he who started a good work in you will perform it into the day of Jesus Christ. And basically what that means, Mickey, is that God has started something unique in all of us. Now, we don't all have the tools. For instance, you know, I did some work in Southside Chicago many years ago, and I always do these assessments before I do ministry work or do a mission trip or something. I try to figure out what's going on in either the country or the city. And in Chicago, I came out to the conclusion, Mickey, that there were 80% of the kids that I was working with there in Caprini Green, they didn't have fathers in the house. And so the approach that I had was, I had to find a way to convince them, not necessarily, I don't know if that's the right word, but to lobby them in a spiritual sense that their faith had to be the strongest part of their lives because their fathers are going to let them down, you see. But here's what I know, Mickey. God will never let you down, okay? You don't have it. You got me preaching this morning. You have no other way to go. You can always go to the promises that God has. And it's through Philippians 1:6 and Romans 8:28 and all these Bible verses that we hear, the John 3:16, we hear about these Bible verses. But the bottom line is, how true are they in our lives when it comes to having a unique relationship with God? And that's what I try to teach to the young men that I mentor, Mickey, that hey, these earthly fathers are going to let you down. You know, Mickey, you're going to let Drake, you're going to let him down one day. And he's going to have a source much bigger than even you. And that's going to have to be his faith and his trust in you. I mean, in God. So these are the things that I try to lobby, so to speak, and to present to young men, especially because we are. We have been put in a place where we've got to be leaders in our families. And I try to lead with my wife and my boys and be that example to do my best. And you know me in that sense, Mickey, and I was thinking and praying about it before I came on your show, that the bottom line is having indigenous relationships are so important to the process of mentorship. And what that means is that we have to not only be about our father's business, but we have to be hands-on in our relationships with young people to see results. If we don't, then we are like a clinging cymbal. You know, it has no value. It's like a leaf that falls to the ground and withers away. We don't have any. So what I'd like to do is I like to ask the tough questions in the lives of young men, young women, just the same, when it comes to mentorship, churches. When we do S2AD sports, we've got to have enough leaders and workers. And like you say, you mentor. And when I was at Clemson, one of the things that I did, I couldn't mentor 105 football players. So the thing that I desired was, and I believe God desired, was that we recruit men and ladies to do that work. And it all kind of centers around a personal relationship with God. And you've got to have faith. If you don't have that faith, it's like the leaf that withers away. So that's one of the things that I'm about, I'm a proponent of. And if a lot of people don't like it, yeah, I always say, if I have enemies, let them be enemies of the cross. And I believe that is the key when it comes to building the relationship between the father and the son.
I have 1 minute. I wish we had more time with all of our guests. I have 1 minute. We'll do more of this in the future. Mentoring, that's basically a huge part of your life and so many's out there. I want to get your thoughts on why mentoring is so important. It'd be great if we didn't have to have them because all these people would have all these in their own home, but they don't all the time. Why is it so important to you?
I call it the Oprah effect. And basically, back in the day, Mickey, back in Chicago, when a lot of this mentoring thing started, her shows were you know, obviously about racism and different things. And but she had one show that she just really pushed and with tears in her eyes. And so what I did was I said, you know what, mentoring is the key when it comes to results, because if you could spend 8 hours a day as a teacher, a school teacher, a coach, more time really with kids than parents do, if you really look at it in hindsight, it's going to be very important in the lives of those young people, how what you say, what you do, how you live your life. And that's why I think mentoring is important in this process, because the results of the matter, again, you know, we can talk about it all day, but we've got to be doers. We've got to set a place where we recruit people to, again, be hands-on in the process of mentorship. And basically what that means is grabbing young people and encourage them and be in there, whether their dog dies or they're, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, you if you if you're there, those are the ones that I remember even in my life, and it's more hands-on in that place. So I'm excited about mentorship. I think we got good days ahead, Mickey. I really do. I don't look at it as doom and gloom. I think there's going to be a time coming up soon when mentorship and discipleship takes over. It's not all about, you know, how many people we can get, how many numbers and things like that. It's about one-on-one relationships. And I think we're moving in that direction. It's a slow process, but I think we're moving in that direction.
Because you're hopeful, because your eyes are on the right place, I can't thank you enough. And as I'm telling all our guys today, brother, I hope you have an absolutely awesome Father's Day on Sunday.
You too, Mickey. Thank you very much. I've got to come back on your show sometime. I never come on there as much as I should. I got to come back and
let's do it.
See you one day.
It would be my pleasure, and it'd be our guest, our listener's pleasure, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, friend. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
That's Pastor Tony Eubanks joining us here on a Father's Day show. We come back, Jonathan Bird joins us. He is a PGA Tour player, winner, and a father of three. We'll ask him about his dad and his raising of three great kids. We'll do that after a very short break on a Father's Day show right after this.
Hello, heavy lifters, deal seekers, and one-man crews. Welcome to your local cat dealer, Blanchard Cat. Your home for buyers, renters, and folks looking for offers like 0% for 60 months. Because at Blanchard Cat, it all starts with hello. Stop by or visit BlanchardMachinery.com/deal. And be sure to ask about 0% for 60 months on select new cat compact equipment. Terms and conditions apply.
Harvard studies show the more belly fat you have, the greater your risk for heart attack, stroke, cancer, and even dementia. The Health Dare can help you lose the bad fat, the belly fat. They did it for Jim, who lost 53 pounds, 26 inches, and got his sugar and cholesterol levels down. Reverse your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, sleep apnea the right way. At the Health Dare, the second person is always free because we won't let you do this alone. Call today, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, or go to idareme.com.
With the weather getting warmer, it's time to plan your outside meals, team parties, or office get-togethers. And everything is better with cakes or cupcakes from the Pound Cake Man. With over 70 different flavors of made-from-scratch pound cakes to choose from, there is a flavor for everybody. Banana pudding pound cake, lemon pound cake, chocolate chip pound cake, and so many more. All with a delicious cream cheese icing that matches the flavor of the cake. Check out our bakery on Old Greenville Highway in Clemson, or our website, lbcakes.com. The Pound Cake Man. Just delicious.
ThermaShed Thermogenic Fat Burner by EC Sports is the number one weight loss supplement for a reason. ThermaShed is an all-natural fat-burning formula made to boost your metabolism, increase fat loss, boost energy, and tone your body. Losing weight has never been easier. Go to UpstateMuscle.com. That's UpstateMuscle.com to get a top-rated, clean and tested weight loss supplement manufactured locally. For a limited time, use code ROAR for 20% off your order at UpstateMuscle.com.
There's Father's Day, and then there's Father's Day at Lowe's, where dad can experience it all, like a Craftsman 224-piece mech set for $129, and a Blackstone griddle starter kit including cover and accessories for $198. So this year, let dad loose at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, Craftsman tool set and Blackstone griddle starter kit offer available 610 through 623, U.S. only.
Feeling stressed in your skin? Not with new Olay body wash infused with skincare ingredient retinol. Olay with retinol improves skin 3 times better versus the leading body wash, transforming skin from dry and stressed to bright and smooth, so I can step into stressful days feeling my best in my skin. Olay Body, fearless in my skin. Now try Olay's other skincare-inspired body washes with hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, and collagen.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Where can you get hometown service and surprisingly great insurance rates? At State Farm, because your local State Farm insurance agent, Gene Dukes, is your one-stop shop for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop looking around. Gene is here to help you through life's big decisions and will make sure you have the coverage you and your family need. Visit on the web today at oconeeinsurance.net or call 638-1052. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Gene Dukes is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
There's Father's Day, and then there's Father's Day at Lowe's, where dad can experience it all. Like a Craftsman 224-piece mech set for $129. And a Blackstone griddle starter kit, including cover and accessories, for $198. So this year, let dad loose at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, Craftsman tool set and Blackstone griddle starter kit offer available 610 through 623, U.S. only.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Father's Day edition brought to you by great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mortgages, new home buys, refinance, remodel. They are busier than they've ever been as our great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Prime Lending take care of you. When I mention these folks at Prime Lending, it is people I trust, people I see in PTA meetings and churches and softball games and baseball games. You see them in our community. It's local. It's not an 800 company or .com company. It's great people helping you out at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let's get back to our guest lines now. And a guy that is here from his Hall of Fame career at Clemson. From his great career on the PGA Tour, long career on the PGA Tour. But we're going to talk to him about being a father today. Jonathan Bird joins us. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Mickey. How are you?
We are fantastic. I asked Jordan first to come on the air, and he goes, man, I'm recruiting. I'm sick. I got a lot of stuff going on. Call Jonathan. He'll do it for you. So you have an agent up here in Clemson's new head golf coach, and Jordan Bird. Let me ask you, how would your dad feel about your what you're doing in your life, but also now knowing that your brother's the head golf coach at Clemson University?
I think he'd be very proud. There's our dad passed away in 2009, and he wasn't there when Jordan got married, and now for him to become the head coach at Clemson, so he didn't get to see this in person. But I would think he'd be tremendously proud. You know, my dad was loved sports, played football at North Carolina, was a coach when he got out of school and was a teacher. So to see his two sons playing, me still playing golf, and Jordan a successful coach, I think he'd be tremendously proud.
I've asked almost all of our guests today to tell me about your dad. I happened to meet your dad on maybe five or six occasions, and that was following you on your golf career out there on the outside of the ropes. But for those that didn't have that great pleasure to meet a great gentleman, and what other people said about your dad in the golf business that I know very well, tell us about what you learned from him, what kind of man he was.
Well, he grew up in a small town in North Carolina, Rayford, North Carolina. He had, you know, great parents. And I think my dad, you know, as I met his friends, he was just a really genuine guy. You know, my observations of my dad is just like when we spoke at his funeral was just how he treated people. Was probably the thing that stood out. You know, it kind of went with his job. He was in public relations. He was a federal lobbyist for Bell South. So he went to Washington a good bit. So he was, you know, God gifted him to be a people person, and he just got energized being around people. So, but that doesn't make you always, you know, real, always genuine and that you treat people well. But I just saw him over and over again treat, you know, people that were in high positions a certain way, and then people in low positions the same way. And I just was, that was something that stuck with me through my life that I just was impressed with. And I don't know if I consciously knew it, but I observed it and I was like, dang, that's pretty cool. And, but like at a golf tournament, I could see if my dad's people person relational skills would frustrate the heck out of my mom, because she's like wanting to watch golf and she's a little more serious, and my dad's out there just talking to everybody in the trees and meeting people, and it would frustrate her. So there was a positive and a negative to everything, but he just loved people and he treated people well.
You're the father of three, two beautiful girls and a son. I want to ask about your son first. He is an accomplished junior golfer, one that will be down this path, we'll be highly rated. What did you learn from your dad on the outside of the ropes that helps you on the outside of the ropes?
I have a new respect for my dad. I did not treat my dad that well when I was coming up. I didn't abuse him or anything, but I just was always frustrated with him. Like, he just couldn't ever do anything right. And he was spectating, you know, he's out there trying to help me, give me good advice, whether he was spectating or picking me up from the golf course or asking me how my day went. And I was just always frustrated with him. Like, and it was more because I was frustrated with my golf than I just took it out on him. And now I'm getting to experience that same thing. And it's like abuse. You know, you're trying to help your son and give him advice, and they just don't want to hear it. And I think it's across the board for all dads. So I think now I'm kind of like, you know, giving my dad a nod. Like, now I know what it feels like to be kind of a frustrated dad. But, you know, I think my dad did a good job of balancing, you know, not trying to be my coach. You know, he was trying to be my dad. So I think he encouraged Jordan and I pretty well, and on and off the course, you know, telling us he was proud of us. You know, encouraging effort over results all the time, and just kind of, you know, trying to have a good work ethic and trying to encourage a good work ethic. And those are the things I feel like I'm trying to do for my son is, you know, I don't want to be his coach, although it's hard. Those lines get blurred because I know so much about golf, and I want to, you know, help my son as much as I can, but I want to be his dad first and his coach second, and that, you know, and try to encourage him as much as I can.
Jonathan Burge, our guest, PGA Tour and Clemson Hall of Fame athlete. That's got to be hard, though. You've won five times on the PGA Tour. You've won $20 million. I mean, you got some street cred with your son, but yet you talked about.
Not really.
Well,
that's the funny part. It's like, you go, like, we're getting ready to go to the Future Masters. We're leaving this afternoon. It's in Dothan, Alabama. It's a good junior tournament. And you see all these dads, and they're all kind of frustrated because their sons won't listen to them. And we end up, like, like, I'll go over to the kids and tell them the same thing the dad's saying. The kid will look at me like, yeah, yeah, that's a great idea. And the dad's like, gosh, that's what I've been telling them for 2 weeks. But they'll listen to somebody else. But it's not that much different for me. Like, he doesn't want to hear it from me. Right. You know, he wants to, I mean, if somebody else, if, you know, Davis Love, I mean, fortunately, I have a lot of professional golfers around here that can, you know, if I need them to say something to my son, I can kind of subtly get Zach Johnson or Keith Mitchell or Davis Love to say something. And they have street cred too. So I can get my point across if I need to, but sometimes you just don't want to hear it from me.
Yeah. It's who, not what. Tell me about your daughters, Caroline and Kate, because Bill Harder came on with me earlier. He said, I'm going to tell you, man, my son's a great baseball player, and that's great, but there's nothing like my daughter.
Oh, man. I am so thankful God gifted us with some girls. I love my girls to death, and I love their personalities. I have my middle daughter, Caroline, is a really good dancer. She's into kind of all types of dance. Probably her best is more of a lyrical, kind of a, not quite ballet, but more lyrical. And she's really graceful. But she's not that competitive like my son is. Like, she just doesn't burn to try to beat people. She's got just a funny personality. She just does it because she likes it. And it's fun watching her because she has such freedom, you know. She doesn't have that kind of burden of performance. She's just doing it because she likes it. Or she just doesn't do it because she doesn't like it. So she just has great freedom and just a really great witty personality. And she's 12. And then our youngest, the baby, is Kate. And she is into dance. And she played softball this year. She's a good athlete. She's really determined. I think the babies, the last ones, always are because they're trying to catch up all the time. But she's real competitive. She hates losing with a passion. But she plays things that she's never done before. But she, in her mind, she's like, I shouldn't lose. Why should I ever lose? So it's fun watching her compete, and I'm excited to see her play some other sports because I think she'll be good at some other sports. But she's 9. But they're into the summer and they got camps. And the middle one had a babysitting camp, learned CPR a couple weeks ago, and our younger one, Kate, did a cheerleading camp. So they're kind of in full summer swing right now.
Do you praise and discipline different with sons and a son and daughters, or is it just each one is a different individual?
I think each one's different. I think we struggle. I think we have really high expectations for my son, sometimes too high, because he's the firstborn. So I think it's kind of natural that we kind of ride him a little too hard sometimes, which we're trying to do better, but I think we probably discipline him a little bit more than the other two. But he's also 14, 15, teenager. So he's kind of getting into a season of life where they can kind of get in more trouble and poor decisions have a little much higher consequences, you know, at that age than they do when they're 9 or 12. So we're having to discipline a little bit harder. But it gets hard trying to discipline those girls, you know, because they got kind of daddy wrapped around their fingers sometimes.
I can understand that. Jonathan Bird is our guest. Golf teaches us so many great, valuable lessons. Is it with Jackson, your son? Is it easier in the success of having to humble him a little bit, or is it easier in the encouragement when things are not going well?
I don't know if I understand your question.
So in other words, I say this all the time that as human beings, like, encouraging when things are bad. We're great when things are bad, but when things are going good, man, you know, the good Lord's gonna humble us somehow, some way. And so my question would be, you would think that times when they're winning, things are easy, but man, I think it's pretty easy when people are down to encourage people. Does that make any better sense?
Yeah, I think. I think everyone would agree, if you've been in sports for a long time, that you learn the most when you're struggling.
Right.
And you grow the most. The struggle when things are going well is just to think, hey, I got it, and you get sloppy. You're not still learning, you know, because those times where things are going well, you're still making mistakes. You can still learn. So I think you just kind of, you drop your guard down when things are going well, and then it, you know, kind of pride can kind of seep in, and you can start to believe it's all because of what you did and not, you know, the people that are helping you or God's just blessing in your life or things like that. But like, you know, nothing drives you to your knees, but when things are struggling and you start looking outside yourself for help, and those are some of the best times, you know, of my career is when I've really struggled and I've leaned on other people, and then I've climbed out of it, or something good's happened, and you become more appreciative, more grateful. So, I just, with my kids, my wife and I hope to have just a good relationship with our kids, you know. Yeah. You know, value the relationship over the rules and things like that. And we feel like if we have a good relationship with our kids, that they'll hear us. And we can speak some truth in their life. That's kind of what we're after these days.
All right, final question for you. I only had about a minute, and we'll get into this maybe later on because we have some time with this. But Jackson, your dad was a North Carolina athlete, and I know you told this story before on the air about how, boy, he was so proud of the Tar Heels. You took your official visit up there, but you went to Clemson because you wanted to. Now, Jackson's different because his uncle is going to be recruiting him at Clemson. How hard will it be for you with that situation out there of not saying, hey, man, you're going to Clemson, and let Jackson make his own decision?
Well, the only thing my brother and I've already had this conversation, because my son actually came to me and he's like, I don't feel like I have a choice where I can go, because Jordan's a coach and I feel like I have to go. And I'm like, hey, but that's not true. Like, I actually had Jordan text him and say, hey, I want to earn the right for you to want to come to Clemson, if that's where you want to come. So we tried to free him up that's his decision, because I really respected my dad letting me go to Clemson. And even though I kind of wanted to go to North Carolina because he went there, and that's his decision. So we want to free him up from that. But I sure hope he goes to Clemson. And the only guidelines I've given him is there's a couple schools he can't go to. And you can probably figure out one of them. That's going to be his choice.
I love it. I won't get you in trouble on the air for that one. Hey, I can't thank you enough for your time. I know things are busy for you down there with Men and the three kids, but continued success on tour. If you notice, we didn't talk about your career at all because it's about Father's Day, but we'll do that again in the future. Good luck this weekend, and more importantly, boy, it'd be a great Father's Day weekend if things go well for you and your family this weekend. But happy Father's Day, and thank you for your time, Jonathan.
Thank you, Mickey. Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. That's Jonathan Bird, PGA Tour player, five-time winner, and winner $20 million. And we didn't talk about his career very much. It was about fatherhood. We'll finish things up with another great father, Jim Davis, former women's Clemson basketball coach, joins us in our final segment right after this.
It's bow time. Grumbling tummies hitting your position? Drop a big bow box on them. Help support Folds of Honor and grab a limited edition camo big bow box with 8 pieces of chicken plus biscuits, fixings, and tea only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
The home of the hardworking, the daring, the adventurous. Live here in Line X Country. It's where you can protect, customize, accessorize, and upfit your vehicle from bed to bumper and beyond. Bedliners, floor liners, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, tie downs, and more. We'll help put it all together for you in a one-stop shopping experience. This is Line X Country, where adventure begins and good times never end.
Come see us today at Line X of Anderson.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Great to the east side of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerDesignOfAnderson.com.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, davidgreenattorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Dads. Always there for us through all the bumps in the road, whatever we put them through. To the ones who've given so much to us, we say, Happy Father's Day, Dads. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Pringles, 3 for $4. Select sizes and varieties Gain laundry detergent, $8.98 each, and 1 gallon Alkaline 88 water, 2 for $4. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent Train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. The Health Dare, 1-877-IDARE-ME, idareme.com. Free consultation, blasting belly fat. Get in touch with them. There's so many great stories, so many great success stories about the Health Dare and what they do. I get these all the time. And one of the great things I learned from the Health Dare is that these are real lives, that these are real life affecting people. For instance, Mark lost 22 pounds in 30 days, and he can't start talking about the Health Dare and amazing things it did for him. He has more energy, sleeps better, and losing fat at an amazing rate. You can do this as well. No symptoms or reversal symptoms of type 2 diabetes like he did, high blood pressure, cholesterol, sleep apnea. Call the Health Dare. The reversal symptoms of 30 days are your money back. Book before July 4th and get a month of groceries free from the Health Dare. What a great deal. This deal is not going to be around forever. 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com. Final guest of a Father's Day show, and one of my favorite people on earth joins us, Coach Jim Davis, former women's basketball coach here and longtime friend. Hey, good morning, Coach. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Nick. I'm
offended a little bit because your lead-in coming into this interview was about blasting belly fat.
No, no, Coach. That's a coincidence. Believe me, that's a coincidence. Hey, you know what they do to me all the time? They go, hey, yeah, get Mickey about the health care stuff. He needs us. He needs us more than anything. So, hey, Tony, we had Tony Eubanks on a little earlier. He sent me a text now saying when he talked to Coach Davis, tell him I love him and can't wait to hear him this morning. So, still so many.
Miss Tony Eubanks. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about it. Coach, we're talking about Father's Day. On the second half of this too short of an interview, I want to ask you about recruiting girls and advice to fathers who have female athletes. The first part of it, though, I want you to tell this amazing story of your father and raising a baseball team with a designated hitter and a couple extra guys in the bullpen out there. With the tell us about your family and about your dad and what you remember about your dad.
Ironically, Mickey, I missed your first call because we are at the Davis family campout at Fall Creek Falls State Park. And it's on Central Time.
Right.
And I had my alert set on my phone.
That's okay. That's okay.
For your interview. But anyway, there's about anywhere from 65 to 90 here with us this week at our Davis family camp. That is like a reunion. And we have a picture of my mom and dad inside the dining room pavilion. And it's just that I'm a mom and dad were Christian people and hardworking people, and they had 12 children. And yes, Mickey, I am the 10th. I am a 10. And we learned a lot of very, very valuable lessons from mom and dad that carried over into my coaching career, and all, obviously, all the, there were 7 boys and 5 girls, and there's actually 9 of the 12 are still living. My oldest brother is here with us this week, and he's 93 years old. He'll be 93 in July. So we've just been very blessed as a family, and we were blessed to have Christian parents that taught us the right way. Everybody, we had a drug problem in our family. We were drugged to church on Sunday morning, drugged to church on Sunday night, and drugged to church on Wednesday night, and drugged to family reunions. But it was just a great, great time. Looking back, I didn't think it was so great then. But they taught us a work ethic and taught us the right way to treat people. And my dad was very much a disciplinarian. My mom was loving, and it was just a great combination. Mom and dad both lived good, full lives. We were blessed to have them for a long time. But that's my family background. We grew up on a farm, and we knew. I talked to Bob and Bill Peter all the time about milking cows.
Hey, I tell the story all the time. You tell about your dad, and that you joke about it when you're saying that with so many kids and couldn't buy anything for Christmas, that on Christmas Eve somebody asked and he went out and shot the shotgun in the air and said, well, I'll just kill Santa Claus. No Christmas this year. We know you're joking about all that. I love that story. That's a fantastic story there. Hey, I want to, because the interview's too short, and we'll do more of this in the future, we're talking about dads, and you've been in the homes of so many great young basketball players, women's basketball players. Some of them had great fathers. Some had, did not. Some didn't have fathers. If you had to give advice to those fathers today that are raising young athletes or maybe potential student athletes at the next level, what advice would you give a father in handling his daughter and her athletics?
Yeah. Well, you know, that was one of the things I tried to do as a coach, because every player that I had, even when I was coaching high school football, one of the greatest things I tried to do was to evaluate the needs of a student athlete. The student athletes have different needs. The players had different needs. Some of them needed more of a father figure than others. Others had great fathers in the home. And, you know, I've heard Danny Ford talk about, or I heard people talk about Danny Ford going into a home and talking directly to the mom, going and sitting down the kitchen floor and talking to the mom. Well, I think that's important in coaching the male student-athlete, but in coaching the female student-athlete, you better recruit the father. The father of the female was probably the most important decision-maker in recruiting. So, you know, I wanted them to see, as I went into the home, that we tried to meet every need. I talked about the faith of our program and how, you know, FCA at Clemson was huge in talking to these parents. We talked about having the largest FCA huddle in America, and every night at every Thursday night at 9:19, there would be 400 to 700, not just student athlete, but students meet. They had an opportunity to come to Clemson. I talked about the local churches and how they had student ministry. Ministries for these people to be a part of. So faith was a very important part when I talked to dads and moms about their student athlete. And they had the chance to grow in every phase of their life. The academic part was always important. And the great Clemson education, I would say, you know, there's a difference between getting an education and getting earning a degree. And when they came to Clemson, we wanted them to earn, to get that education. So it's more than just what they learned in the classroom. And Clemson was the greatest place in my mind for them to become a complete person.
Coach, how about the father of a female athlete now that might be coaching a little league baseball or softball or soccer team? You are in charge of, during that time frame that game might be, but you're in charge of a bunch of a little girls and a bunch of girls. Any advice to those fathers out there that will be coaching or now or in the future?
Make it fun. I mean, as long as the young person wants to learn, then you be there for them. Remember, you're the dad and you're really not their coach. They look at you first as a dad. But make it fun for them. Make it fun for all of them. And you can't treat everyone. My objective was not to treat everyone the same, but to treat everyone fairly. And sometimes it's so difficult in coaching your own child. I know I coached our son, Todd. And of course, moms don't always think you treat their child fairly. But just make it fun for them and don't push them. It just drives me insane to see some of these, and I'm looking back at it now, but see these AAU fathers just drive. And I also see this in some of my great nephews and even in our own grandson, Jake, who is coming to Clemson later on in July, by the way, Mickey. So you'll get a chance to see the Jake. But sometimes we start too early with this travel baseball stuff, and they play from the time they're 8 to the time they're 18. And when it comes time to get serious about baseball at the high school or whatever, then they're burned out. And sometimes I think it's not so good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with playing pitch with your son or grandson in the backyard and teaching them the skills in the backyard before you go in too early to the competitive baseball or competitive basketball. So, or even competitive football. They just get burnt out sometimes. So I would say it's got to be fun or don't push them.
That's what Monty Lee was talking about there earlier. We had him on the show talking about those things and seeing that in baseball dads and for sure there. Hey, Coach, I wish we had more time. I want to tell you a couple of things. I thank you for your friendship. Your wisdom you've imparted me. You don't know what I've learned from you. I want to tell more stories. Let's do a Clemson Legends segment with you on a Friday coming up. I know they're on your vacation. I want to wish you one more very important thing. Happy Father's Day, buddy. I hope you have a great, great Father's Day this Sunday.
Thank you, and same to you, Mickey. I'm so happy for you and your wife. And
it's our biggest blessing.
You're building a family, and that's so important. And I'm so happy for you.
Well, I'm glad your dad didn't wait until he was 50 to do it. Hey, Coach, congratulations, man. Have a great Father's Day. Thanks for coming on with us, buddy. I'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Thanks, Mick.
All right, buddy. We've got to run. We're out of time. Thanks to all nine of our guests. John Hite, terrific job. Up next, Brad and Ben. Fathers, have a great Father's Day weekend. More importantly, tune in on Monday. That's when we will see you on the radio.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5.